How was your all-season preparation compared this year to last
year? I was by myself. I didn't work out with nobody. I went to a certain spot to train. I had one trainer, worked out by myself, went home, stayed with the family and the kids, and pretty much did that the whole time. I didn't travel.
And you pretty much know what happened to the team after you left.
Yeah.
A lot of people pointed to your absence. I mean,
yeah.
What kind of stock do you put into that?
I don't know. I don't want to sound like a selfish player. I think we could have won more than seven games last year for sure. I got a lot to prove to the city. And I think if we have a few big years, man, and make the playoffs. I mean, if you win a Super Bowl, hey, I'm giving out beer to everybody. So we just got to worry about week one and focus on that right now.
Jordan talked to us yesterday about how having you back in the locker room or in the huddle just gives the team so much more confidence. Enjoy that, knowing your teammates.
I just love being a part of this team. It's just like the brothers I never had. I'm only child growing up, so coming to work every day is fun. Got a lot of colorful personalities and guys that you love, man. So it's a blessing.
What is your take on how LeGarrette Blount's looked so far in camp?
Looks good. I mean, he's having fun. He's playing loose. He's excited. I think he's been around some special teams, and I think he's confident that we're headed in the right direction.
You think he fits your scheme well, your running game well?
Yeah, he's a physical guy. He's going to get yards after contact, and he works hard, man. He's just a good guy. I actually trained with him a little bit when I was coming out combine training in Arizona, so I met him back then.
What was your sense of the fans and the excitement today?
Hey, it's Philly. Hey, they're always excited. Plus, it's great weather, so, man, you can't complain. Can't complain.
Do you enjoy this day every year?
Hey, every year, yeah. Get to see the fans. They're excited about the season. I just want to deliver. I mean, I'm tired of, not making the playoffs. And if you make the playoffs, man, it's just everybody's day around here is better. The life around Philly is a lot sweeter, so that's the goal.
Hey, what was it like, talking to guys maybe that had not been to the stadium and not experienced this? Do you have any sense of how they appreciated it?
I think some of the younger guys like Sulaco and guys like that walk around and kind of wide-eyed a little bit in the beginning, but I think they just saw how serious this town takes its football and how much they love it and how much they care about it.
Lane, a lot of talk about this being the best offensive line in football. What kind of credence do you put into that?
I'm not sure in the numbers. I'd say Dallas, Green Bay, those guys, they're still, very elite. Right now, I think this is the best offensive line unit I've had in since I've been here, and I say that we're a top five unit, no doubt.
What makes it so?
We got Brandon Brooks, I think, is one of the best guards in the league. Kelsey, when he's playing at the high level, there's nobody better in space, screen game, than he is. Jason Peters, still, 35, is still playing at an elite level. I feel I'm up there, and Isaac's going to come along. So, the more games we play, the better we'll be.
What's showing you so far with Isaac?
Isaac?
Yeah, what is he showing?
He's been battling, man, but the one thing about him is his feet. He's so athletic. So next time you get on the field, just watch out how quick his feet is. That's what makes him special.
You have a backup at every position, right?
Yeah. This is the most depth we've ever had. So the offensive line is really crowded. The room is. So, it's lots of guys, a lot of guys battling.
Why did you ditch your alter ego today?
I really don't know. I guess it kind of got old, but I may bring it back spontaneously just to
All right.
Maybe week one. We'll see what happens.